Here at Commodity Classic, record crowds. It's a very exciting time to be here and a good opportunity for the United Soybean Board to get the word out.
That's correct, Cindy. I mean, we're really proud of this soybean checkoff. We think that we've done a lot of good things. We know we've done a lot of good things for U.S. soybean farmers. And, you know, one of the areas that I've been international marketing chairman for the last 3 years, and so international marketing has been a big thing for me.
What is the message that you would like for those who stop by to walk away with?
Well, I guess, you know, one thing I'd like to tell them that a lot of farmers don't realize is that 60% of the soybeans raised in the United States right now get exported. So that a lot of them don't realize that, you know, they don't understand where their beans go once they dump them at the elevator.
And this is an opportunity to kind of get that thought going in the back of their mind so they think about that throughout the year.
Right. You know, you have 9 offices around the world, and so we're trying to get out to all our customers and trying to convince them to buy U.S. soybeans. And our competition does not do that. They don't have offices overseas. They don't do trade servicing. They don't do technical things for their customers. We do, and that's part of the checkoff. So it's very important that we continue this relationship with our customers overseas, because we've got customers over there right now that won't buy from anybody but the United States, and we want to keep that relationship going, Cindy. It's very important.
Relationships are a big part of that in the international marketplace. What else about U.S. soybeans are attractive to those buyers in other countries?
Well, you know, there's a lot of things that the United States has that other countries don't have. We've got a good banking system, a good reliable banking system. We've got transportation that's reliable out of the United States. You know, we've got ships that come off the Gulf. We've got ships that come off the East Coast, the West Coast, the St. Lawrence Seaway. We've got a good, reliable product for them, good quality product. And that's what we need to convince our buyers overseas. And plus the fact that, you know, we're raising mostly non-GMO beans in the United States right now. That improves our quality, believe it or not, because we have less weed seed, less foreign material in the beans that we're selling, and our buyers overseas notice that, and they keep buying from us.
Take out that crystal ball, and let's take a look down 10 years down the road. What do you see for all these great farmers that are visiting here at Commodity Classic?
Well, the seed companies are telling us, Cindy, that we're going to double our yields by 2030. My prediction is that most of those beans, those additional beans, will be exported. So the things that the checkoff is doing as far as international marketing become more and more important, because if we double our yields, I can guarantee our competition in Brazil and Argentina are going to double their yields too. So it's just more competition. But also, our population is increasing. You know, you've heard the 9 billion by 2050 figure. I think there's a market out there, and we're just going to have to keep hammering away at it.